He started at least 14 churches, crisscrossed the Roman Empire 3 times, and spoke before kings. And yet, he still knew he needed to ask for help. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever felt that God was asking you to do something you knew, without a doubt, you could not do? Just the thought of it sent you spiraling into a stress ball of despair. It's moments like those where your Christian friends and family get even more important to help pray you through it. Let's talk about that today with Pray For Me by Kristen Merrill. Are you familiar with the most famous of all missionaries? His name was Paul. He preached the gospel to numerous people soon after Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and he wrote much of the New Testament. During Paul's missionary journeys, he and his companions would start a church, then journey on. He'd spend time getting to know each unique culture and then explain the gospel to them, the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Paul went back and forth, founding new churches and visiting established ones, until he was finally arrested, imprisoned, and made to stand before the emperor of Rome, Nero. Paul was thrown in jail many times. He was whipped, shipwrecked, and stoned, but even then, he would not stop spreading the good news. He couldn't stop sharing the gospel. And yet, there came a time when this man, who had spent years of his life giving speeches, asked for prayers for how to speak. This is the great missionary, Paul. He knows how to speak. And here we see his example of humility. Weary after so many years of diligent service, Paul asks his friends for help, as he has done many times before. "Pray for me," he says, "that I might speak as I ought." Why? Was it because he was about to stand before the notoriously evil Nero? We can't be certain. And yet, it's good to remember that no matter what great accomplishments we achieve, there will always be those times when this particular problem or that future event just feels too hard. And when we're in the habit of asking for prayer for the little things, it's easier to ask for prayer in the big things too. When the task before us seems too big, it's easy to be hard on ourselves. We're tempted to beat ourselves up for not being stronger or braver or trusting in God more. Instead, let's follow Paul's example. When we are afraid, let's ask for prayer like he did. Let's lift one another up in prayer, trusting our loving God to give us what we need. So, what are some questions you've got? When do you find it difficult to ask people to pray for you? How could it be encouraging to know that people are praying for you in the midst of a difficult situation? Now, if you want to dig deeper, you can read about a bunch of other times that Paul asked for prayer. It's a whole bunch of scripture references. You can find it in the Unlocked app or in the printed Unlocked Devo for today's story. Now, as you and I can read Paul's words in Ephesians 6:19-20, "Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should." And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Ephesians 6:18-20, 1 Timothy 2:1, and James 5:15-17 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're not just a podcast. If you love reading with actual pages in your hands, then you can get a free 1-year subscription to the printed version of Unlocked. It'll come to you in the mail every 3 months, and you'll get to see the full-size cover art and get room to journal in the book itself. So sign up for free at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. What to do if you're constantly worrying about everything? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.